This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Hello, hello, good morning. Here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in the studio making ourselves at home in this beautiful day of Monday. And because it's Monday, we have also our guests. But first, I will introduce our co-host. So I'm Alina from Romania. Today I have with me Clara from Spain, Amna from Pakistan.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And we have also our guest today, who is Yuli from Germany. Good morning, Yuli.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morena.
Morena. Wie geht's? Alles gut?
Ja, danke. Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. Yeah. So I know Julia for almost 1 year. I think it's when she arrived here in New Plymouth. After a while, I met her with her beautiful family. Julie is originally from Germany, from Hamburg, and she moved here with her family, her husband and her 5 children.
And the dog.
And the dog. Beautiful. And she's also my neighbor and always enjoyed to have some bread from her. So I'm looking forward to know
That's
more about Yuli. She makes bread only for me, of course, not for everyone, right?
True.
Yeah. So
well, I promised, so I kept my promise. Maybe yes. I shouldn't have ever started this.
And this is, I mean, it's a good start because this is what we know about Germans, what they say they do.
Yeah. Quite, I think so, too.
Yeah, it is like that, right? So, Yuli, tell us a little bit about you. When did you move to New Zealand, and why did you choose New Zealand, New Plymouth?
When did we move here? We moved in April last year, 2025, and we didn't choose New Plymouth.
No.
New Plymouth chose us.
Beautiful.
My husband went here to find a job in the North Island. He went around the North Island to find a job for 2 weeks, the October prior to that, October 24. And he traveled in the North Island for 2 weeks. And the job that he now has was the last interview in these 2 weeks. And he told me, oh, I can't find a job. I can't find a job. It's just so straining. And because we really put everything on one card. So
yeah.
I said, no, you'll be fine. You will make it. And then he found a job, and that was here in New Plymouth. So we were going to go to New Zealand. That was sure, but we never knew where we wanted to go.
Mm.
So, yeah, we arrived in New Plymouth then. And I'm glad that the job was that he found was at least in a city by the ocean, because I don't think I couldn't have handled Palmy for a year now. Well, I don't know.
Yes,
I'm glad that it's by the ocean.
And yeah. I think you coming from Hamburg, which is such a beautiful, full of water, right?
Yeah.
It's quite nice to come to New Plymouth and have the same similar thing. I mean, I don't know if Hamburg is similar with New Plymouth, but at least they have the water, right?
Right. Mm. It's not similar at all, but we have been going to the ocean just so many times already since we're here. I don't think I've ever in my entire life went as often in total we have gone so far since we're here, so that's nice.
Yeah, we are very lucky here to have all those beaches so accessible in New Plymouth. And Yuli, why New Zealand?
Because my kids, well, I have 5 kids and they're going to school, and the German school system and the teachers are just not nice.
Yeah.
Just not.
Great answer, right? Yeah.
Thank you. And that's the blunt answer.
Is the system very different to the education system here?
Okay. Yes. You are very, when you finish school in Germany, you know a lot, like at that moment, but I think you forget a lot quickly too, because you're forced to learn everything by heart for tests and everything. Mm-hmm. It's not
instead of learning to think. Or
right. It's not exactly. It's not about learning to think. It's learning how to learn things by heart and be a robot, which, you know, there's other school systems or in other countries that are the same. But I just thought when I went to school, and the difference between when I went to school or my kids, that nothing had changed. In 30 years, nothing had changed.
Mm. Wow.
And I don't think that that's good for starters. But what I really didn't like was how the tone was, how teachers approach kids and how they talk to them. And they are very deficit oriented. And one of my kids, for example, has dyslexia. And he's being told that everything is wrong. You know, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Everything is marked in red, and no one helps him or to approach the whole thing from a different angle. Mm. Germans have no angles; they're just going in a straight line. Okay. And I couldn't handle this anymore. And I have the responsibility for the happiness of my kids. And I think that New Zealand brings much more peace of mind for the kids especially. And that's why we came here.
How old are your kids?
My daughter's going to turn 17. She's going to laugh about this because my husband was here and he was telling how old the kids were. And he was talking about the future, almost 17, almost this, almost that, you know. But anyway, one of my kids is almost 17, but in 2 weeks, so I can say that. The other one is 15, then the middle one is 12, and then I have twins and they are 7.
How sweet. So when you were coming back to your previous question that about education, is that something that you realized when you were still in Germany or when you moved to New Zealand, that's when it hit you that, okay, this is ideal for my kids, this kind of education system, and that they were being like forced to learn back home. So is that something that you always had in mind, or is it when you moved to New Zealand?
No, that's the reason that we came here for. The reason was that exactly that. I had to make a choice of, you know, when you have a German Abitur, the highest schooling that you can have, you can do anything with it.
Mm.
Whereas when you have the high school, when you finish high school here in New Zealand, you can't do anything with it. Like, for example, university-wise, I really had to make a clear decision if that was something for me. And it also was difficult at first because of the lacking speed in my first thoughts of how things get taught here. Mm. I'm very much used to speed, and so are the kids. Mm. They learn bam, bam, bam all the time. And they came here, and so I did. And we are all like, why? When is something happening finally? You know?
and my first
daughter, she was here in Napier before we came to New Zealand. She was on an exchange. And she said to me, Mommy, they're never going to give me what I need.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'll be calm about it. You know, you're going to have a year's holiday then. Who cares? But now we have, you know, we have all gotten used to the speed or lesser speed than we are used to from Germany.
No speed more, right?
More
slowed down.
Everything slower. Down.
Yeah. It's very, and it takes a lot of getting used to in all aspects, not only school-wise, you know. People just are slower here. And come from a really big city that is very fast-paced.
Yeah.
And I lived in the town center, we lived in the town center. So it's, you know, traffic and buses, metro and everything. And people are just running, you know, seemingly.
Yeah.
And when you come here, it's like a culture shock. Because people just don't walk. Mm. They don't, they don't.
They're not in a rush.
They're not in a rush.
And
they're, you know, people for traffic wise, for example, you know, they're also not in a rush.
It's yeah.
Stop light when it's green, you know. But
let's go.
That's all right. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. And I think with that, just apart from just life, even your thought process becomes really slowed down as well. Like you're always on the move, like, okay, we have to do this, we have to do that. And when you move to New Plymouth, you're like, we'll get there, we'll do it. That's okay, there's no rush. So have the kids settled?
Yes, very much so. It took a while, depending on which kid you ask me about, because they're different ages.
Mm.
And for example, the one who's 15, he had it really hard because he had a really settled in social life in Germany. He did graffiti, he did breakdance, and this doesn't exist here in this town, and he really misses that. But he exchanged that for football now. Well, he started with rugby and he was really good at it, but he had a major injury and then he stopped because he was afraid that that would happen again. So he started with football and he's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are options, especially for the kids at school, and many things to do. The sports aspect is really good. So yeah, the kids have settled.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing. And how about you?
I have not settled at all. Not at all. I'm still on the move in my mind and constantly trying to find my happy place. And I have not found that yet. I don't know if New Zealand is the happy place. It has a lot to do with that I, for example, live in a rental house because I can't buy anything here. Not that I have the money to buy anything, but if I did, then I would prefer living in my own place because I'm almost 50 years old and I feel like I'm still a kid, you know. I have to ask which color can I paint the wall and stuff like that. And it seems like I always depend on someone and I have to find my happy place, and it's for some people it's not their house, but for me it is because I live there and I am there all the time.
Yeah.
And it's cold and it smells moldy and I don't like it, and so I have not settled in, but I will eventually.
And I think it's like what you said about houses. I feel the same, you know. When we came here and we were renting, was so hard at the beginning because we couldn't do anything. Like you say, I couldn't paint the walls, you know. I remember my son had the wall blue, dark blue, and I hated it. But I couldn't do anything about it, right? I just put a lot of stickers on the wall. But yeah, so it's quite a big transition from your own house to the rental.
And also because the insulation is just a whole lot different, you know. We have sometimes triple glazing and people celebrate double glazing here, you know, when they have it. They're like, "Ooh, look, I have double glazing." And I'm like, "Whoa, great." Well, I don't. I live in a house where the windows exist consist of various windows within them. And it's just gold. and it's fine. I wear a sweater, you know. But, you know, when you're at home all the time, like I am, then it's different. The comfort of my house is still missing.
The insulation here and the windows is a thing because, everyone I talk with that comes from Europe, like double glaze is normally the standard.
Exactly. Yes.
It's like, yeah, no one will ask, are these double glazed? Like, you will assume that they will be. And here, this is not so common.
Someone was in a group that you read. Someone said, I saw a house, they had European windows.
Yes.
Are the owners German? Are they here?
Yes.
And I think that's, you know what? I have these dreams of one day I will have European windows in my own house. That's my dream.
Yeah. Yes. This is so funny because whenever I look for a rental, like, I am very like picky with the windows. And that's true. One of the things that I look first, because if not, you will be cold.
It's true.
And no matter how much heating you're going to put, that it's going to go away.
Exactly. And you will can't afford it either.
You will be consuming a lot of energy, and it's not going to warm the house.
Yeah. So that's, for me, that's a lot of getting used to. But for the rest, you know, we all adapt. I mean, I knew that I had to adapt when I came here. I was the one saying that we would be coming here. I was the one who said, I'm not going to let the kids be in this school system anymore.
Mm.
So I knew I will have to adapt. And I did. I have lived in various countries, and it was never as difficult because I was never that as old.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a difference, right? Yeah,
it makes a difference if you only have to take care of yourself or like 10 million people within your family. It feels a lot different, you know. I wouldn't need a house when I a little room would be enough for myself. I don't need a garden and stuff like that, you know. Now we have all of this, and it's just it takes more getting used to take care of myself and the family in a complete different country.
It's literally
the end of the world. And it's, I thought, you know, they speak English, what can be so hard, you know? I mean, but it's
a big cultural shock.
It's very, very different.
And you were saying that you were living in different countries. Which country and how many languages you are talking?
I lived in Spain, and I lived in the Netherlands, and I also was in the US for a year on my exchange when I was 16. That's pretty much it.
What part of Spain were you living in?
In Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I miss Europe also because of, you know, I mean, you know all this. When you're here, you can only go to New Zealand. I mean, you know, you drive 5 hours and you're still in New Zealand. And when I drive 5 hours in Hamburg, I'm in four different countries. I miss that too a little. But that doesn't change my opinion or anything. I chose this, and I like Europe. I couldn't live there either, so the decision was perfect to go here.
Yeah. I think you're mentally and physically torn between places. Like, you want to be there, but at the same time, you don't want to be there. And this is the ideal place. But obviously, it takes time. It's just been a year for you guys. So give it some time, and hopefully, you'll have your space and you'll get used to it. I'm hoping. But
I come from a small town, similar to this, to New Plymouth, in Germany, where I was born. And I left, you know, and I left for a reason. I love that place. I love it. I love going back there and visiting, meeting 10,000 people on the street. I know everybody. And it's not like a village, but it's just a proper city, but still, you know. I've only been here a year, but I already know so many people because it's a small place. I went to the Christmas parade with my kids, and I never knew what a Christmas parade was because we don't have that in Germany. So I went, and I thought, wow, all of New Plymouth is out, you know,
everyone is
on
here,
the street. And then I was like, I met 10 people. The first 10 meters I walked into that Christmas parade, I met already 10 people that I know, you know?
Yeah.
And you must really like this side of the city. I like to be by myself too. You know, I like to be wearing what I want, looking what I want. Even though I must say the Kiwis are very, very open with whatever you want to wear. I mean, go to the supermarket. And I remember when we first came here, my kid was like, they're not wearing shoes. People are barefoot in the supermarket, you know.
Yeah, same for me. It was the same thing for us with the shoes.
So that's also a good thing. But I like some more anonymity. How do you call it?
Yeah, being like where no one knows you.
Yeah.
And that feeling that you can do whatever. Yeah. I think like what you said, there's like two sides of like knowing everyone wherever you go, which I enjoy. But sometimes I miss when I was living in Madrid. That was like such
a
huge city.
You
can go anywhere, and it's so hard to find someone that you meet. It has like both sides. I think like I do enjoy living in a smaller place, but sometimes I miss what you are saying. That anonymity. What's the word we said?
Anonymous.
Anonymity.
Like, nobody knows
know
you.
Who you are and.
Because it's also interesting when you go outside New Plymouth and you go somewhere else in Auckland, or sometimes I meet people that I know.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, like it's in New Zealand, it's small, you know.
It's
so
true.
They
yeah,
say
true.
Each seven person you know in New Zealand.
Oh wow! Thanks for that information.
Yeah. No worries. always.
We were in Auckland, sitting in some mall food court, and my husband goes, "Look, that's the guy from Bunnings who gave us hot dogs." Well, hey, I know him, and it's true, and people recognize us too.
And I'm sure you everybody will recognize your husband, because I saw he's the image of the swimming school.
Yeah, so great.
You're famous.
You know, I was saying to my friends, you know, in Germany, whatever, that I enjoy that there's hardly any digital billboards or anything.
Yeah.
It's such a different place. In Hamburg, you go on the metro, you can watch TV, you know, inside the metro and waiting for it too. And here it was just, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
And now... this billboard, moving billboard with my husband
teaching the kids right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, there is a good point, obviously, in New Plymouth, that there is so much technology. But I also observed for myself, you know, you don't see this everywhere.
Yeah, but I have the feeling it's growing since it's moving forward. I don't want to put it, make it sound not respectful, but it is growing. Like, you know, when I first came here, that I was wondering why there's nothing like a chemist's warehouse in the center city.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why, you know, why do I always have to go to the valley for it? But people are driving everywhere anyway, so that's for them it was different. For me it was I walk, I get what I want, and then I go home. And now since I've come here, things have changed, you know. And the billboard, the lecture.
And the billboard, and the pharmacy.
Yes.
And soon, you know, who knows what will be on, you know, on your street. Maybe
you'll
have a shop.
I don't know what the plan is for the city, but I remember when I came, I had to sign back on to Facebook, because if you don't, then you're really an outsider in this.
Absolutely.
In this,
yeah, people use Facebook here a lot.
Yes. I signed off it
for
like
community
years ago.
Things
yes.
And like hobbies, sports, all those
for
groups.
Everything.
All those groups are Facebook.
I was
based.
So inactive on Facebook, and when I moved here, I realized that people don't use Instagram or anything else. It's just Facebook that they're active on. All the updates, everybody, all the people you know, they're just on Facebook. So I reactivated my Facebook account as well, and my friends back home were a little shocked. They thought my account got hacked. I'm like, no, I'm back. Like, I have to constantly post on it.
Yeah,
and also for marketplace, I think like in Spain we don't have that. Like Facebook marketplace, I don't think it's a thing. And here you can find anything you want, like second hand or marketplace.
And they use it a lot. The people here use it a lot, which is a cool thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to find second hand things.
Yeah, definitely.
And not just that, even if you're living. I live in Bell Block, so we have a Bell Block community page there. So everybody is just updating one another. So this happened at the beach, this is happening at the warehouse. So that's not available on Instagram. That's only available, like, that community page is on Facebook. But it's kind of nice, like, how like everybody is on a different spectrum throughout the world. Like half of the world is moving forward on these different apps and the rest of the world is like still on Facebook.
Like New Zealand, right?
New Zealand. I also, yeah, I thought the same, but you know what? That's, for example, something that I take it as it is, you know? I don't think about it. I think people, you can tell that this is a place where not as many people live, like when you look on the Facebook page of the community, New Plymouth community, because people really get upset about things that no hamburger would ever.
Yeah. They don't have time for them.
No, the Tim Tam things, you know, they go off on it and don't stop. They're just still really upset about these things. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well.
Let's move on.
but for the rest, I must say I have found things through or have had help. Because of Facebook or because of the community, which I wouldn't have found, for example, in Hamburg. So it's also a good thing.
It's a small community. Everybody knows everyone, right?
So, yeah. Julie, have you been able to find your tribe, like meet people that you hang out with and you feel connected with? I know it's still like early because you have been here only for a year, but.
No, I haven't in that respect. Well, I do have a couple of people, for example, like Alina, that I meet and talk to, but I haven't because I also haven't put much effort.
Putting yourself out there.
Because I don't want to tell anyone anything about me at this moment because I'm a very open person and once I talk to someone they know pretty much everything about me after 5 minutes and sometimes people tend to feel overwhelmed by my personality and I really don't need someone, you know,
judging you.
Yes, and being too much for anyone. I just, at the moment, I want to get my life in order. I want to have my family in order, my life. I'm back in the sourdough game, which I had lost. I had lost my sourdough thing. So I'm back into that. And I really am so busy with my family. And my family is my little village. And that's, at the moment, all I need, really.
Which is good as well. Like, that's fine. Sometimes we do come under pressure that, okay, now we're here. We need to make contacts and we need to build friendships. But sometimes that can be really overwhelming as well. Like, I think when I came, I started making so many friends. But now I'm at a stage where I'm like, I just need to be alone now. Like, I can't do this anymore. I just need to have some time for myself. So I think
finding that balance and without forcing, I guess, it will happen naturally.
Yeah, and I also have to be in contact with people because I have smaller kids, younger kids that I pick up from school, for example. They sometimes walk by themselves, which has already been a problem too because I let my kids cross the street by themselves and someone sent an email to the principal of the school that they saw my kids and they almost ran them over and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, good, this is just not for me, you know, because don't interfere with my upbringing. And it was in the afternoon even.
Because it's your kids. It's your kids. Yeah. You are the one that is.
It's not like they're crossing Leech or Vivian by themselves, you know. It's not that kind of street.
No, but like kids are doing that. Like, it's not a big deal.
It's my job to make them able to cross the street.
Teach them how to cross the street so that they can do it.
So that's why I. Then these kinds of people exist too, you know. I mean, they exist everywhere. But. Then I go to school and I pick up my kids and then I immediately get involved in conversations with this fine, but that serves my
wanting to be
and then I'm good going home again too, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's still people also I feel that are not really convinced of foreigners here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I feel like they feel like we take something away from them and stuff like that. I feel vibes sometimes that are not really nice.
Mm.
And I never used to have to be a foreigner because I'm from Europe, you know, you're European, you're everywhere, it's just really normal that you go somewhere. And also I'm white. I'm very privileged. Mm. People that come to Germany, many people come to Germany too, and now I know how they must have felt, you know, because they weren't appreciated oftentimes.
Mm.
And I feel that sometimes too here, that kind of like this, so, are you working? Do you have a job? How come you're here? Well, because my husband works here and pays taxes. That's why. And because I really like New Zealand and I'm not taking from anyone. I'm paying my dues, you know.
And you have the right to be here, because if not, you will not be here.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a visa. It's all proper. I didn't pay for it and didn't buy it, you know.
Yeah.
But it is. I am a foreigner. I feel that a lot.
Mm.
Where are you from is a question. Then I should say I'm from the CBD, because that's where I live, you know. But I always say originally I'm from Germany.
Yeah.
But I live here. Mm. You know, and I get that all the time. I my accent must be so severely strong, which I have been told too. And then I think, okay, come on, you try speaking German then. You know,
and I think it's the first cultural shock, right? When people are asking you, where are you from? And you already feel
you're
a foreigner.
You're not sure if you
want
to be asked this.
I think it's because we have an accent. So I guess here, the moment you have an accent, perhaps which is not US accent, because they already know. So if it's US accent, Australian accents, they can guess by themselves. But the moment you have a different accent, I get asked that a lot, all the time. Where are you from?
Yeah, same.
But sometimes I have felt that it's because we are exotic for them, so they want to know more about.
Kiwis are exotic for us. Germans too. You know?
We are different. I take it like that. When they ask me that question, I think like, okay, I am different, and perhaps I am more interesting.
I'm special,
because,
right? Yeah.
For you guys, it's the accent. With me, they're like, oh, you know English. I'm like, yes, I know English. Oh, you speak so well. Like, right, it's okay.
But
it's
isn't that your second language in
English
Pakistan?
English is our second language in Pakistan. All the schools are English medium. And I think kids are not learning Urdu anymore there. Like, they speak in English more than speak in Urdu. So, that's like the new issue there. But it can be really surprising that, oh, you've settled because you know how to speak well.
I always change the subject. I say, I also learn Maori, so do you know anything about that?
And I think it's
that?
A great thing, right? You said to me that you were starting to learn Maori. How is that? Did you go to the lessons?
Yeah, I did. It's going to start soon again. Mm-hmm. And we're a very mixed group of also Kiwis going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really enjoy. I really enjoy going there, because it's a common goal and everyone is the same in what they want to do. And it doesn't matter who you are and where you're from. We all have the same knowledge basically of Maori, pretty much none. And it's also not really, it's kind of difficult to learn. Well, for me as a German, and finally, I never knew that as a German speaker, there would be a language that would be easier for me than for other people. Mm. And the pronunciation is similar. And so I can pronounce it really well. And normally I used to get made fun of for my German accent, because I'm from Germany. And now I can really shine with my German accent at the Maori class.
Yeah, well done. Nice.
Okay, so how is that similar? So in German you have the R, or
It's this. The vowels are very similar. The vowels and the whole pronunciation is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
We have an U, for example, too. That is also difficult for some some other speakers to pronounce. And for me, it's not because it's a very common letter.
Mm. Yeah, because not only you have, because with the Spanish it's also easy to pronounce because of the vowels, but then in German you have like more vowels because you have like the U with umlaut.
Yeah, exactly.
So it gives you even more, easier.
Learning German is really difficult, I think, as someone who doesn't know it. Mm. I don't know, you must know.
I was 1 year studying in Germany, in Karlsruhe, but that was 20 years ago. And
do you remember?
I have forgotten almost everything. When I hear like some words, I will know what they mean, or if I have like see a text, or if I hear someone talking in German, I will say, okay, they are German. But I am not able to talk, which is very sad because I was studying there for a year at university.
Wow.
But now it's just like
it's gone. You study German, or what did you study there?
I did my last year of my degree there, chemical engineer. So at that point I was knowledgeable to be able to be in a class at uni. Of course, not as easy as German people and native speakers. We were like sometimes having trouble, but
understand. I would have probably too, because it's just a difficult field too to understand.
Yeah. And also, it was a culture shock because it's different university in Germany than university in Spain. Everyone was raising their hands. In Germany, when the teacher was asking for a volunteer to do something, solve a problem.
In Spain, it's not like that?
No.
People don't want a volunteer?
No, in Spain, everyone went to go on the
table. Yeah, Germans are very keen, very eager.
So, like me and my friends in class, we were like, oh, okay.
Like, we were not asked.
We are not going to be asked because there's heaps of volunteers that are like fighting to get to do the thing.
Yeah, that's very.
It's a lot of competition, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Quite. Very competitive.
Yeah, so different.
It's just, it's also on the streets, you know, what I noticed here, that people are just not honking at each other.
Yeah.
Someone honks, you're like, oh,
what happened?
What happened?
It's gonna
is everything okay? No one honks.
Yeah.
And in Germany, it's like, it's my, the way to talk to other people when they can't hear me, you know, I need the honk.
Yeah.
But here, I just don't, you know, whatever. I'm like, let it go, let them be, do whatever. I'm waiting for the next green light. That's fine, you know, it's all good. So it's also good to calm down, you know. It's just, people are different in also, Germans are very competitive. I don't know about the Kiwis because I have not had this interaction. I had not
like at a workplace.
Yeah,
right?
I don't really know, but I know that people are more like, okay, yeah, well, whatever, you do that. If you need to do that, then do that. You know, everyone is a lot calmer with things, and I think that's very nice.
Mm.
I think that's very nice. And also in school, my kids have that too. That one of my kids was like, "Mommy, I can do surfing now. I can go surfing for 2 days." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" "Yes, I did so well. I worked so well, and they chose me to do a surf course for 2 days because I worked so well."
Amazing.
And I was like, it makes me cry again because that's exactly what we're here for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's so Kiwi. That's so Kiwi to be like that, to
appreciate.
Yes, very much. Very much.
Right?
I think that's really cool.
Like, there's no pressure, there's no, they don't differentiate. And whoever is putting as much effort, they appreciate that. Whether that's 1% effort or 100% effort, they both are equally seen and they both are equally appreciated. And I think, as much as you want to deny that, you love every bit, even if it can be underwhelming. But that love and that indirect appreciation that you get, that you're not expecting, sometimes you have to double, like, ask yourself, are they really saying that? Are they genuinely that nice? So
comes down to it, it doesn't matter, you know. To me, for example,
for
I prefer having someone greeting me and telling me how you're doing I don't care if they mean it or not. Mm. They're being kind and to my face, and they wish me a good way, and I do the same. In Germany, people have their heads down and they walk like that through the streets, and you don't interact with anyone. You know, I rather interact in a nice way, and they don't mean it than not having any interaction at all. And also feeling like people generally don't mean well.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. But here in school especially, they are so not, well, I don't know how to, my...
Encouraging.
Yes. And in the good West, they get, and it's so easy to get what you want from a child because they're so raw and pure. And when you tell them, you did a good job, then they're like, ooh, can I do this again? It's a great feeling. It's so easy to make them do something.
Mm.
And in Germany, they still don't understand this concept.
Yeah. Your kid, after the 2-day surf course, they will want to keep doing very well.
Going surfing. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the one who has dyslexia.
Mm.
And it almost doesn't show here. And also he has ADHD. And also that doesn't... That hardly shows in school because he's so eager, so keen
to perform,
to show them what he can do, because they make him want to show it, you know.
That's amazing feedback, you know, to have this feedback from school that is so good in school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also for my kids, I feel the same.
It's in all schools that my kids like, go to the primary, the intermediate, or the boys or the girls high. They have similar experiences individually, my kids.
Yeah. I think you're all equal irrespective of whatever spectrum you're on or whatever differences. But I think that's the best part about schools here, that they treat you equally and they encourage you. And I get what you're saying, because from where I come, education system is very robotic. Like, kids are not critically thinking, or they're like not enjoying education. They are robots in making that. Eventually, your goal is that you have to have a very strong career. And for that, you have to have good education. And young kids are going for tuitions. Like, they take extra math classes. They take extra science classes. Kids who are in grade 1 and grade 2. So
that's not my thing.
Yeah. And it's the same in Romania, you know. It's the same system, you know, critical and learning by heart.
Yeah.
And, you know. I was put down whenever I didn't know anything. So that's why maybe I don't know anything now, right?
Well, I don't remember anything.
You don't know
from
many
school
things
either.
Either.
Well, I don't remember anything, but that's what you make of it, and that's what I mean. I couldn't live with this anymore. I couldn't keep on going with this same way of that I had been treated, and I have been stopped in a way. I feel I could have done a lot more, or been a lot more or better in various subjects that I had to do, but no one wanted me to. Well, no one saw the person. You know, I was just annoying.
Right? Yeah.
Which is also fine. You know, I can be annoying, but who cannot? You know, I mean, everyone is annoying in their own way, and that's also a part of childhood.
Exactly.
You have to be a child. You have to try.
Test the limits.
Yes, and find out who you are. You know, so that's when you go do this job as a teacher. You should know about this, and then. Be able to handle it. For example, here, the teacher, the intermediate boy that my son, he's in eighth grade, a year eight, how you call it here, and the teacher goes running with the kids before even school starts, because then they have gotten rid of some energy, you know, and they're able to listen closer to what he says, maybe, hopefully. And my son, he says it helps a lot, making the room more quiet, you know.
If they have done some exercise.
And if you don't perform, if you don't do something that the teacher wants you to do, then you might have to do 10 push-ups, you know, and stuff like that. And he treats the kids more in a playful way, and he gets the same results, or he gets results at the end. Because the kids felt played with, you know, it's a game,
Though
it's not.
But they feel valued, right? Like you said, you know, we all want to feel valued, and we all want to be important, and
And I think this is so important.
And we all are, by the way.
Yeah, we all are, right? It's nice if somebody reminds us, especially our teachers.
Yeah, I think reminders are always good. Sometimes you don't really think that you're good enough, but reminders are always good. That it encourages you. I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah. One more question? One more question.
Quick one.
Okay, good.
We always forget talking about food. Do you like something new in New Plymouth that you've never tried before? Or is there, can we like talk about food in...
Yeah, I can talk elaborately about food. I will try to keep it, make it short. I appreciate, well, let's do a compliment sandwich. I appreciate kiwi fruits, you know, for example, because we used to only have them from here. And you imagine having all this shipped over to Germany. I really had a bad feeling about eating them, and we really love them. So avocados, same thing, you know. We when in Germany, we said, okay, one avocado a week maybe, because they need so much water and they come from so far away. We can't, you know. So that's good. The fruit and vegetables are really great. I think there's too much meat and too much processed food here. And that's, I find that alarming if you look around and see how people, what they eat. And, you know, my kids, they say, you can I also have chips in my lunchbox? And I'm like, no, you know, that's not us. We don't do that. And it's really annoying because it's a very common thing. Packed in plastic, into the lunchbox, chips. Don't like it. I don't like it. I think it's not nice. But I really have found the... We have a lemon tree in the garden, for example. You know, there's always fruit and vegetables on the streets. You walk by and there's someone having some kind of fruit on their trees, or it's even on the streets, you know. So I really appreciate that. And it's, and you can, and the warmth of the climate allows you to grow a lot more stuff all year round rather than in Germany. And I enjoy that. And we have found our way. We had a hard time, but we have found our way to really enjoy what the food
New Zealand has to offer.
Yes, what food was, for sure.
Amazing. Wow. Beautiful. And I think this concludes our show today.
I think we had super fast.
Yeah.
I talked too much again.
I really appreciate your honesty. It was very fresh. I like it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's so refreshing each time when I talk with Julia. She's full of life, and I really appreciate that on her. It's her honesty, you know, because we don't find so many honest people around. So, yeah. Thank you so much for that,
thank
Julia.
You.
Today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and hopefully you will settle in New Plymouth, and then we wait for you again to come and tell us how it is in two to three years.
Do you do follow-ups with people?
Of course we do.
Yeah, it will be nice. Yeah, because I wanted to ask you about your sourdough. So next time.
We talk about the sourdough.
Julie 2.0 next time.
Amazing. Thank you so much, everyone. See you next time, next Monday, same time, same place.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.